Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy best day of the week to you. It is Thursday.
That's your best day of the week?
I've told you that.
Every week we go through this.
I don't always listen. I don't always listen.
Every week, same thing. Happy, my favorite day of the week. Why Thursday? It's not Friday. Thursday?
Well, you start your weekend early. That's probably why.
I need both you guys to help me on something.
Right.
Okay.
How much you got, Todd? I didn't bring a lot. I don't have a lot of
I want to make my pitch to you.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I'm making a pitch. Todd, I got to get up and come into your room for a quick second.
Okay.
What?
I got to bring him something.
Show him the boat.
I'm going to have a little patience.
John is now walking into my studio.
It's too early to start drinking.
You'll see.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay. He's just handed me a coffee mug that is filled with stuff.
Okay. I don't think so, John.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you are. So,
John, I've seen these shows where these kids. Okay, all right, go ahead, John.
Okay. So I just want to say this, okay? Hey, everybody. Today is National Exercise Day. We all mean to exercise. We all have the motivation, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. Let's say you got a personal trainer. He tells you to do lunges and you fall over, right? Well, what else can you do besides exercise, which, let's be honest, isn't all that much fun? How can you change your life by simply reaching out? I want both of you to do one thing. I want you to reach out. Jeez. Reach out right there. Just reach out.
Okay. Got it.
Reach out to your mug that I just gave you.
Yeah.
Okay. This could change your life.
Oh, John.
Let me just tell you this, Jim. Let me just go on.
All right.
I got a blender for Christmas. And it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe once in a while I'll make a margarita or whatever.
Right.
No, I've changed my life. I've been studying quite a bit about nutrition, and part of the thing is because I had that dental work done, and they told me not to eat anything solid for a while and ease your gums. So, I'll use the blender.
There you go.
Well, then I started reading more about the nutritional value of what you can get out of a blender, okay? I've experimented and experimented and experimented. I came up with something that has allowed me to lose 4 pounds in 1 week.
Simply, I'm listening.
4 pounds
okay.
I'm listening.
In 1 week.
All right, okay.
Simply by exchanging lunch, okay? With this, I no longer grab a burger. Right. I no longer go to Quick Trip special of the day for the Angus beef, which are still great. I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
I just drink this for my afternoon. I barely eat much for breakfast. This fills me up for the rest of the day until it's dinner time. Okay? I want you both to sample it. I'm not even going to tell you what's in it. All I'm going to say is this. HND. Healthy. Nutritious, delicious.
Jeez. All right, before
that's
we...
That's my motto. Johnny.
Just wait, before we drink.
Mm-hmm. HND.
Any alcohol in here?
No.
Anything that's like potentially... Is there anything in here from the dollar store?
No.
Okay. Todd, do you have any questions before we drink?
Can you... You're not going to tell us what's in it yet.
You guys could try to guess maybe even.
All right.
Okay?
All right,
so. 4 pounds. 4 pounds.
Bananas.
Yes.
Jeff.
Strawberries.
Yep.
I was going to say that.
Ground up walnuts.
Huh. That's interesting.
And chocolate milk. This will fill you up unlike anything you've ever drank in your life. 4 pounds in 1 week from drinking this instead of eating a lunch. What do you think about that? I want to market this.
Well,
I probably shouldn't have given away the recipe, but I still want to market it.
And what's your name? Mino's H?
H. Healthy. H.
Nutritious. Delicious.
HND.
Yes. Grab a mug of health.
That's a great tagline.
I love
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 4 pounds. What do you think about that?
Well, I think
it will fill you up like you can't believe.
Well, here, you before you go public with this and I think you need to do a little bit more test marketing. So why don't Todd and I do this for a week and see if we lost 4 pounds?
Okay,
and then
do it.
You would say, look, I've tested this.
Yes.
So now it's ready to be
but
marketed.
But you can't cheat. Todd, Todd doesn't need to do it. He doesn't need to lose weight.
Yeah, I do. I'll do it. Seriously? Definitely. Yeah. Oh,
we'll
yeah.
Do it. We need a little research here.
You carry your weight well then, because you don't look overweight.
But John, what about
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I do.
What about me, John?
Well, he's taller than us. Okay.
Grab a mug of health.
You don't look overweight, Jim. It's just the camera angle. We'll see today. We'll get our pictures taken.
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay, so tell me again. It's bananas, strawberries, or raspberries? Strawberries?
Oh, yeah, either one. I've tried both. I prefer the strawberry for some reason.
All right. Chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. But it's got to be chocolate milk from a glass bottle. Lamer's chocolate milk.
Is it whole milk or like skim chocolate milk?
You know, I don't
low
know.
Low fat? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, just wait. The bananas, strawberries, chocolate milk from a glass bottle. What was it?
Oh, walnuts. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
This will fill you up all day.
Todd, do you need I got a couple blenders. Should we bring one here and just make it in the morning?
Or I think that'd be great.
Or should we do it at home?
Whatever you'd prefer.
But
I'll make them for you and bring them down to you every day if you want.
That's okay.
I say, we always got this little half hour here.
Yeah.
Bring the stuff down. We'll make it right on the air.
I like it. We can experiment with other things.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll bring the blender.
Okay.
You can stay here.
You have a big one? Because mine's pretty small. Mine makes like just that much.
Oh, no. I got it.
You got a big one?
Yeah.
Okay. No, all right.
I got two of them.
So. 4 pounds, Jim.
That's great,
and
John.
How many days?
About
in
a week.
I like that.
Well, just think about that, you guys. By the 26th, what is that, 8 weeks?
Yeah.
For 32 pounds? No
yes.
way.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to level off at some point.
Yeah.
But even if, let's say, you dump, you know, 10 or 12 or 15 okay. pounds.
Yeah. Let's start this, though. Not today.
Okay.
No, I have a really good.
How many times have we heard that? When are we gonna start the exercise? Like, not today.
I'm just wondering if we could start on Tuesday because I'm going to New York and I'm going to.
Oh, yeah.
Lot, so.
Sure, understood.
Okay, yeah. So Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Todd. Tuesday.
Okay,
I'm in for it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I will bring a blender Tuesday morning, Johnny. Okay.
I will bring the different ingredients. We can experiment a little bit, even.
All right, and then we can all pitch in to get that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
They got to be fresh though.
Well, except for the bananas. The bananas I use in this are almost brown because that way they blend better.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The blenders, they can do ice. What do you mean they can't do a banana?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the ones that are a little bit overripe are also a little sweeter,
yes.
too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Okay. So all right. you're not adding any sweetener to this? Nothing.
No. Is that what your mom told you?
And I will. Yes, yeah, so you don't waste them.
Right.
I will say this. I'm going to admit one thing, though. The strawberries, too, were on a discount rack. They might have been getting a little bit old.
Yeah, I think we should all agree that it's going to be fresh. Because else you can get sick from that, you know.
Oh, you can't get sick from fruit. Fruit's good for you no matter what.
Okay, I think this is going to be fun. I'm just looking
too.
Here, you guys. So that is...
It's official. Are you putting in your calendar?
23rd.
Okay.
Yep. I am. That's what I'm doing right now is putting in my calendar.
If any other health gurus like myself have formulas that they really like, please let us know. Could they text you, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely.
Text Todd or Facebook or whatever you want, because this is the whole new me. This is the new me. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm getting down to 200 pounds.
That's a goal.
Yeah. So 30 pounds I'm losing.
Okay.
I was 229 this morning. I was 233 before I went to the dentist. And she told me to start eating soft stuff because I got a tooth problem.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned when your gums start feeling better if you're going to maintain this diet. But
I am. As long as they get on that scale. Is there a better feeling in the world when you get on that scale in the morning and it's less than it was the day before?
No. There's a couple things, but that's...
Not many.
That's up there.
Not many. That can be the whole difference between a person hitting the day. Like, I'm in a really good mood today because it was a whole different number.
I can tell that. That's good. And it's because of the scale.
Because of the scale.
You know what, Todd? If John wasn't listening, we could maybe set the scale a little, you know, lower. So when he comes in here and he has his bad mood day, I'll move it down like 3 pounds. Oh, I'm in a good mood.
Hey, look at this.
It's amazing to me how you try and scoundrel your way through stuff.
Doesn't
sometimes,
he though?
Jim.
Doesn't he?
It does. It does make me respect you.
Yeah. You always look at a different way of approaching things.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But today is National Exercise Day. We're going to be getting some exercise, but cleaning up one of the parks here today.
Yes.
Green Bay Trash Day.
Today was Earth Day was yesterday. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think Earth Day is next Monday.
I remember when that started. You're too young probably, Todd. I want to say about 1971, something like that. That's back when it was getting big with the the eco, you know what I mean? Ecology and everything.
Ooh, and there were all those.
1970, April
22nd. 1970. That's
so close. It is Monday, April 22nd.
It's the 22nd. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Which was exactly the same time when that commercial was running that you talked about.
Yeah.
With the Indian with the teardrop going down.
Like, he looked like an Indian, but he wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I found out.
We were in fifth or sixth grade. We were 12.
I want to say it was like seventh grade. So, that's probably right then.
I was in sixth. Yeah, I remember.
I was three months old.
Okay.
I just want to say.
Turn Todd's mic off. Go into his room and turn his mic off.
It's funny that we're talking. I tell you that, you know, I have a lot of good memories of grade school, but that I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember Mr. Tisler telling us that, and he was a little bit of a, you know, looking back, he was very liberal guy. You know what I mean? In terms of environment.
Yeah.
He was our science teacher.
A lot of the young teachers were back then. Yes. Oh, ours too. I remember this one. He had a little bit longer hair, and he was called the hippie teacher. I've got a hippie teacher.
Right. I'll tell you about him at break.
You're not going to tell any stories on air? Come on.
Not that one.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Two is four, man.
Yeah. But he just was all in on that. And it was a Madison grad.
Yeah. So during the radical days. Yeah. Today is also National Pinata Day.
Fun.
Did
you have those at your parties?
No.
When you were a kid?
No. You?
Yeah.
No. Every party I went to when I was a kid was exactly the same. You would have pin the tail on a donkey.
That's fun.
You would have trying to drop the clothespin in the milk bottle.
That's cool. We didn't have that.
You didn't have that?
No, I've seen that at county fairs and stuff. But
they would have it. You'd have a chair, and they'd pull it in the middle of the room, and you'd, like, kneel on top of the chair, and you'd have the milk bottle in the bowl, and you'd have clothespins to drop them down to win prizes. You never had that?
No, that's a cool, inexpensive, fun game that anybody can do.
Yes. It was great.
And I like it.
And you'd have Sloppy Joes.
Yes.
And the cake. Well, and that was it.
You didn't have hot dogs?
Well, sometimes, some of the guys would have hot dogs, but a lot of times Sloppy Joes was kind of the go-to.
Yeah. But the pinata where you raise it up and down.
We didn't have that. You didn't have that. Did you have that? Don't even get me started.
No, we didn't.
You know what I'd like to have, Todd? You know what I think we should have for our summer bash thing?
What?
A pinata that looks exactly like a Shetland pony.
Oh, no.
I would never hit that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm talking.
I'm doing the rope because nobody's going to hit that.
We'll see. We got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, we got a huge lineup coming up today, folks. Stay with us. Back after this.
A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel all right when you hear the music. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a good looking Thursday. Man, did it rain yesterday, huh? That was like crazy
serious rain. I parked my car to go into the community shelter to work, and it's, you've been there, but what is that, 30 feet? I tell you, Johnny, I was drenched.
And yesterday I felt bad. That lady was walking right in front of our studio here, and she had the umbrella on. It was like one of those things. Oh, there's a bunch of people already in there that just walked by. See that? They had their...
For National Walking
Their blaze
or
orange things. Yeah. But anyway, also, but her umbrella like collapsed.
Oh, yeah. You said it went the other way.
You see that in movies, but I've never seen one actually collapse. That wind was so strong, and that wind was coming in her face so bad, it collapsed on her.
And that was a cheap umbrella.
You don't know that. I've never used an umbrella. Have you?
Yes.
I need to go someplace where I need to use an umbrella.
In my house, like in the hallway, the foyer.
Yeah.
If you open up, there's umbrellas hanging.
Really?
Out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I've used them on a golf course where a guy will have one. Sitting in the golf cart or whatever.
For the sun, though.
But not in general. I wouldn't, I'm going to go to the bank. I better grab my umbrella. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that. Who has one? Hey, Bob, do you have an extra umbrella? I walk into my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, today is National Animal Cracker Day. Never liked them.
Oh, come on, John.
Hate animal crackers.
They're, that's just sugar and flour, and that's like a Christmas cookie.
Christmas cookies. There's nothing to them. It's just.
John, get back on the scale.
When I used to help my mom cook, she'd have leftover dough, and she'd let me just mix and that's what they taste like to me. This leftover dough, and you put it in the oven for 10 minutes, and you got an animal cracker.
Yeah, but that leftover dough, that's why they have cookies and Dude, that they put that in ice cream now. People love that dough.
Oh.
There's a lady who's got a food truck, and it's like a dessert truck, and the dough balls or whatever.
I can't believe that. Popular. Yeah, that should be, the only thing I can compare that to is these people that have these Hannibal sandwiches or whatever.
Oh, Cannibal ones?
Or Cannibal, yeah.
Cannibal, the Hannibal. Where
it's like raw hamburger?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Onion, rye bread.
So salt, you like, salt and pepper?
Absolutely.
You
I
like
love
dough
that.
And raw hamburger. And then you say I'm the weird one when it comes to food. Don't you get like botulism?
No, Pete Schwabe last night on his show. Did you, if you listen to that? Okay, so Pete, he has like this question of the night, and it was, what foods don't you like? Like, what, he used a stronger word than that. Like, not, hey, what are you repulsed by certain foods? Well, anyway, and people were texting in and calling in, and they're naming all this stuff. And I came in here because I gave him tickets to this event. I said, Pete, I like all of those. It was like head cheese, you know, like because it was National Cheese Ball Day yesterday. So he went off on this big tangent.
My dad used to make head cheese.
Right.
It's one of those things too. You don't want to see how it's made.
Right.
But it's pretty good.
Cut up the pork and put it in the vinegar.
And then you put in that gelatin type stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's called Sulz as well, right? The Germans called it Sulz. And then
we just call it head cheese.
Right. But it's the same thing. That, you know what else was on Pete's list that, and it was like three or four people that called in, was the green casserole that you could have Thanksgiving with
bean casserole?
No, green. The green beans with the mushroom.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Right? That's what I said. And Pete doesn't like mushrooms, so he's
That is literally one of my favorite things in the world.
I don't know if he was playing up to the call.
I don't know.
He's like, oh, I hate that too. You know, I don't like
what's
mushrooms.
There to hate?
I think that's one of those things that there's a very strong dividing line. You either really love it or people hate it too. I don't
really.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things.
It seems very inoffensive to me.
And it's. Oh, I can't think.
I will say one thing. I'll never eat a gizzard again.
Oh, God, I love gizzards.
See, I can't believe that.
I love gizzards.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's why when we go to those certain salad bars, they got gizzards. I'm all in.
Oh.
So, and I make them at home, too.
Oh.
I told you we had our little brother's meeting.
What
are
you doing this weekend?
I'm going to have some gizzards. I'm going to make them right there at home. Come on over.
I did. I made three different kinds. Some in cream and some dish.
Don't even say that.
John, they were so good, tender. Okay, I love gizzards, too.
Two ways to lose weight, folks. Either drink my Johnny Shake.
It's the HND. HND. Sorry.
Healthy, nutritious, and so delicious. Or you can eat some of Jim's. Was it cream of gizzard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing. I don't even want to think about that.
Head cheese, I can make that, which is.
I'm okay with head cheese.
We call it salts. And there were some cheeses Pete didn't like, and there's not a cheese I don't like. I'm not kidding you. I could even eat Limburger cheese, which, you know, that's pretty toxic.
Yeah, I couldn't eat Limburger cheese
either.
No, that's
hard. My dad liked that. So.
Yeah. That would stink up the entire kitchen when you pull up a Limburger cheese and an Oreo cookie.
In that foil?
Yes.
Yeah. what was the other thing that he talked about? But no, I'm all in on all that stuff, Johnny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I really need to ask.
Oh, the raw beef sandwiches. Because my dad
that's
got to
be a Northeast Wisconsin thing. I've lived all over the country. I've never heard of that anywhere else.
Really?
Of what?
Of raw hamburger sandwiches.
Well, it's really not. Hey, be careful with that. I can see why you don't like it if it's raw hamburger. What you have to do is go to the butcher. We don't have a lot of butchers anymore, but you go to the butcher and you buy a piece of beef, of the tenderloin or just a chunk of beef. Have him grind it up. That's what you want to eat.
But it's still raw.
Yeah, but it's not hamburger. It doesn't have all the fat in it.
But it's still raw meat.
It's 100% raw. You wouldn't even think of cooking it. And you take that and you put it on rye bread with, like he said, with an onion and salt and pepper.
Would you eat a raw steak? Would you take a steak out of the freezer, let it thaw, and eat a raw steak?
Hesitating. Yeah, so even that thing we went to last night or two nights ago, that steak fry. You know, I didn't like. I thought some of the steak was too done, and maybe other people liked it. No, I wouldn't eat a raw.
Well,
you cook
steak. It for 1,000 people too.
But. Would I eat a raw steak? What I would do is I would grind it up like I just
told you. You actually ate raw steak?
Yeah.
Maybe I just grew up wrong. I was always told you have to cook meat really good to kill all the germs.
Pork. Not beef.
Really?
Right, Todd?
Three people died in Green Bay over the way.
Todd's
eating
googling
raw
that.
Beef.
Todd's googling that. No, ground round is
the
very
mayor.
Good.
It's, mayor, you said it'd be okay.
It's ground round, and it's
because you know
probably
what that reminds me of? Todd Seinfeld.
Yeah.
when they're trying to convince, what's his name? What was George's dad's name?
Oh, gosh.
Mr. Costanza.
Yes. I know what you're talking about. Right.
They're trying to get him to cook because he'd been a chef or a cook in the army. And he goes, no, I can't. The memories are too bad. Frank, it's okay. Forget about it. Move on. No. It was in Korea. It was a dark and stormy night. I was bold. I was brash. I was cocky. We had some meat come in. Did smell a little gone? Maybe a little. But I was confident. You know what happened? I sent 23 boys, just boys, to the latrine that night. All I remember is them saying, Frank, why? No, I'll never cook again. And it was from Bad Beef. 23 men he sent to the latrine.
I agree with that.
Do you have that snippet, Todd?
I'll see if I can find that one.
That was a long time ago.
But that was bad. He started with bad. I don't start with bad ingredients. And people say, "Oh, you're a good cook." I'm really not that good of a cook. But I was just telling my mom this. We just talked about this.
I'm gonna disagree. Everything you give me is good.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. But that's not what.
I just give you one suggestion? in your stew,
yeah,
maybe cut the potatoes a little smaller.
Yeah. Okay. But I want it all to cook the same, because if they're too small, they might be too mushy.
Hang on. Oh, you don't have that?
I don't have the clip. I was just going to play the music on the way out.
Okay, no problem. Also today, happy birthday, Kourtney Kardashian, Conan O'Brien, and Rick Moranis. All right. Rick Moranis was Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yep, that's right. Take off, eh?
Hey, take off. Or just come back bacon, eh? Have some of the bots.
He was in Ghostbusters, right?
Absolutely. Also, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's right.
Love that guy. All right, we got to set a quick break. Once again, big. Oh, also, National Lineman Appreciation Day. We were talking about them. We got a buddy. We got to call my buddy Big Cos, who gave me the bear meat. He was a lineman for the county. Set a quick break. Back after this.
Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A good look at Thursday morning. Another person for the birthday things we used to do, bobbing for apples. We did that one time when I was a kid we had our own neighborhood Halloween party. That's really hard to do.
Yes.
I don't know how anybody can get an apple in their teeth.
I think,
we kind of gave up on it after
a while. But those smaller apples you can do.
Yeah,
you
know, I guess. We tried using them. Yeah.
Right. You use those. What are the big apples, which are
delicious.
Great. Okay.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those, you can't bob for those.
You know the number one thing with an apple, and I look for an apple? The rounder it is, I feel like the more sour it is. Where if it's more elongated and crispier and harder, they're sweeter. Do you go with that?
I think I do. I have to think about that. But yes, because sometimes those...
Like the Macintosh?
I don't know all the labels on that. But when we pick, well, apple picking, you know, they have like four different sections.
Yeah.
And I usually, you know... But the sour apples are really good, though, when you go home and make caramel apples. Don't you think?
No.
Because the sweet...
I'm not a caramel apple guy as much as you are. Because the caramel is phenomenal.
The nuts
are phenomenal,
right.
But then they have this so apple underneath.
Well, it's not.
And then you're stuck eating an apple that you wouldn't eat otherwise.
Well, that.
So I pretty much just gnaw off all the outside stuff and throw the apple away.
There are you kids that do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But the sweet those are I forgot what kind of apples they are, but they're green.
Yeah.
And they're sweet.
Granny.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
they look like the Beatles album or the Beatles
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith. Yeah.
They are a little sour.
Yes.
Right, but it goes with the sweet.
By design.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. The yin and the yang?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think caramel apples are awesome. I think
kids
you want a good apple, Honeycrisp. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yes. Okay. That's like the sweetest.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to do is, when is apple picking? Like fall?
Yeah, I mean, usually things like, that's when they, you know, things are ready to pick.
I'm just saying.
When do you pick corn? Is that in March? Is that February or March?
Here's what I was trying to but strawberries, that's earlier. And did you go strawberry picking when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's cherry picking. Did you do that?
No.
Okay. We did that every year. And there's apple picking. And you're right. They're close, but they also have their own couple weeks. So it would be fun to go apple picking because there's
want to go apple picking together, you and me?
Yeah, I do. And then we'll do a report.
Wow.
Well, different trees, different ladders and all that. But
different cars, different
hump drive,
different farms.
No, well, there's a couple. There's places on the west side of Green Bay. There's a place in De Pere. Then there's
we've got those apple picking baskets still sitting in your office.
That's right.
Did you come last?
No, I did not. I was here though.
Yeah, you were here
when you guys got done. You brought your apples in here.
That's right.
We just by chance. By the way, okay, so yeah, and that's the day that you met my buddy, Big Cuz.
Yes.
And we ordered the bear meat from him.
Very cool. We were just talking.
Yes. So, Cuz, if you're listening out there, I want you to give us a call because it is National Lineman Day. National Lineman Day. And I still say of all the jobs in America, that's one I could never do. Todd, what number should Cuz call?
920-264-0606.
There you go. So, Cuz, give us a call. Give us a call.
My dad was a lineman.
Your dad was a lineman?
Yeah, for the railroad.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember, I was telling you he'd go out drinking, and then there was always this this electrical pole right outside the bar, and he would get guys in the bar a little, you know,
yeah,
drunk,
yeah.
And then he'd make a bet. I bet I can climb that pole. And they'd be like, oh, you can't do that. Boom, my dad would be right up it.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
That's incredible. You know the thing I was watching last night? I think it was NBC 26. Because they're previewing the Olympics. Do you know that rock climbing is an Olympic sport this year?
Really?
And you should see those guys. They think the top rock climbers from the United States, they go up those things so, I mean, it's like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. That's another thing I tried doing one time and I was really bad at, rock climbing. You ever tried that?
Yes.
How'd you do?
No, you mean rock climbing, like a real rock climbing?
Well, not all, in the world where they have the artificial the rocks. Well, it's like fake rocks that you grab onto and you kind of whatever. I was not good at that. Were you?
It was just a wall, right?
Yeah, but it's still, you know, you got to hit this rock and that rock and whatever. No. You've never done it.
No, that's not true, John.
Well, have you done it then? Where'd you do it?
I don't know. I just, some museum.
Okay.
Like Milwaukee Museum. I don't know. It just wasn't, that had no impact. I don't know. It wasn't real high. Were you on like a harness?
It was. I was doing it. Yeah, you put a harness on. I was doing it for the. I was doing a live shot for the Army Reserves, the U.S. Army Reserves, and they had it over at their place. In fact, when John Kramer comes in here today, we can even talk about it if he's here a little bit early. And it was a training thing that they do, and I didn't. I don't think I even got halfway up.
Okay,
that's harder than you think. That's more exerting than anything. Does anybody else out there rock climb? Rock wall climb? Not. Cause I used to think about being a mountain climber in my days.
I bet.
And, cause I used to play that we had all these big hills behind our house, Lucy Hill and everything. And in the winter we'd climb up and try to, you know, cause remember I told you that rock hammer? I got that for my birthday. Cause that was a rock hound. Remember I told you that was the same thing from Shawshank Redemption?
Okay. No? Yes, okay. Sure.
Yep.
But sure. I'd be that guy, like putting that in to pull myself up and everything. Yeah. But rock climbing is a whole different animal. I give those guys all the respect in the world.
So we did rappelling, but I know that's totally different. That's coming
down. Is that
down.
ROTC or something?
At St. Norbert.
Well, they still got those things, right?
3M.
Yeah.
Yep. We had a rappel down there. And then I told you.
You did Lambo?
Oh, yeah. I'll never do that again. But yeah. But that's different because you take the steps and you don't climb up. With that rock climbing, you're climbing up. You know, I'm just saying that rappelling is just coming down.
Yeah.
You know, there's no.
What do you mean? What steps?
Anywhere, John. I'm just saying that with...
Well, you climb to the top and then rappel down.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah. How did you guys get up, though, at St. Norbert? Was there steps? Was there a ladder?
Well, it wasn't a ladder.
How'd you go up in order to rappel down?
You went on top of the roof.
Yeah, oh. Okay. I thought they still got those things over by the softball field and everything. You see those big, almost like towers, but it's straight up. Built out of wood? No?
I don't think we did that.
You sure you ever did this?
Yes. I was
sure
in ROTC.
Are you sure you're in ROTC?
I was in ROTC for 2 years. And then the decision was made. Do you want to continue and commit to
being an officer or whatever?
Right. Be an officer. And the incentive was.
Which sure, I still think is kind of crazy.
But they pay your tuition.
But I still think this is.
And you come in as an officer too.
Okay. I still think. The military, and far be it from me to say this, but just in dealing with so many military people, that one thing that just seems backwards, like in Vietnam, excuse me, you got these guys, these NCOs, you know, the sergeants, non-commissioned officers, okay?
Yeah.
Who were, you know, started out at the lowest rank and moved their way, earned their way up, okay? And they really know what's going on. And you'd get these, like, ROTC guys that have never been anywhere, and all of a sudden they go from just the United States training, and all of a sudden they go over into a war and they're in charge.
Yeah.
That's, they say the best ones, though, the best officers, the young lieutenants, the best ones were the ones that said to the NCOs, okay, listen, don't disrespect me in front of the guys because of the rank. You know, don't disrespect the rank, but trust me, I'm using your experience and advice.
That's great management.
Those are the good ones.
Right. It's what's like anything, John. I mean, they put you in charge of production. You got to go to the guys and say, look, man, you know what you're doing. I kind of don't. I went to college. I kind of came here.
But there are some that not. It's like, this rank. I'm in charge.
Yeah, those guys don't last.
Exactly. Got a text here. Do a live show from Odyssey Climbing in Ashwaubenon and challenge each other. I don't know what Odyssey Climbing is. Odyssey Climbing?
Let's do that. That's a climbing wall.
Well, is that what I saw on NBC 26 last night? Maybe. Is that where the story was?
Why were they doing that? Why were they featuring that?
Because they're going to be in the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Climbing in Ashwaubenon, I've never heard of.
I'll look it up at the break. That could be fun.
I'd be up for that challenge.
Okay.
You against me? Yep. Todd's not included. He's too athletic.
Yeah, I know. No, it would just be the two of us.
Okay.
And we'll have to do it after June 26th, after our one-year anniversary, because we'll both be 30 pounds lighter.
Absolutely.
According to this Mino drink that I'm having, which I just finished, John.
Yes.
And actually, I do, you know, I don't...
Healthy, nutritious, and so delicious. Johnny Juice.
Grab a mug of health.
Grab a mug of health. Johnny Juice. Healthy, nutritious, John, and delicious.
Wait, that's a lot. You got to come up with one. Maybe two, but if you... If you call it Johnny Juice, then do it for me.
All right.
The Grab a Mug of Health, I think, is cool.
Grab a Mug of Health. You know what, Todd? We're going to hand out a nice prize package. Nice prize package to the number one, the best text, what I should name my new healthy drink.
Okay.
Okay? Major prize package. Actually, do you have any brewer tickets coming up?
I can get some.
Okay. How about this? For future brewer tickets. Whoever can come up with the best name.
And what would be cool, like GAMO, get your GAMO. And that's an acronym, GAMOH, grab a mug of health.
I like that too.
If you could come up with an
acronym.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's not bad.
But you got to get, GAMO sounds like you're moving forward, doesn't it?
Yeah, WAMO.
Right.
GAMO.
GAMO.
New from WAMO.
Yes. Slinkies. And by the way, I got to tell you something. You kind of scoffed at when I said about to keep the squirrels away from my feeder and stuff like that, about a Slinky. People have emailed me and Facebooked me, yes, Slinkies are the best thing to prevent squirrels from getting to your feeders, to your bird feeders. The old-fashioned Slinkies.
Would you just hang it from there?
I don't know exactly.
Well, why are you promoting it?
Because other people said, I think, like, let's say you've got a pole. You got a pole,
right,
and you got the thing sitting on top of the pole. Well, those squirrels, for the bird feeder.
Right. On top of the pole.
And those squirrels find a way to climb up there. But if you have a Slinky attached, they keep thinking they're climbing up and they just keep falling down. They keep thinking they're getting there and they keep falling down.
Eventually the Slinky's going to run out of.
Yeah, about 6 years, I guess. Yeah, you have to buy a new one. They're $4.
John,
yeah.
Like I told you, so we have bird feeders and you got the pole, but then the pole is maybe the diameter of, a couple inches, but then you get this cylinder that you put on, and the squirrel climbs up the pole, and it's a cylinder. He goes, I can get around this thing.
No, he won't.
John, we have those. Okay.
He won't get up, Jim, I swear.
Okay. All right. I don't know about that Slinky. I've never heard that.
Text, wrap the Slinky around the pole. It works.
How long will that take?
How long will what take?
Well, you have to take the pole out. I mean, if you have to wrap it around.
You could just, kind of swirl it
around. Yeah, take the feeder off, and then just drop it on there and attach it on the top, and then just replace the feeder. What?
I think you can actually swing the Slinky right around the pole all the way down.
Oh, yeah. Or do that, too.
Yeah.
That, too. Have you seen the price of bird feed? I'm telling you, it's like $24 a bag. You don't want these squirrels, rodents, getting it.
All right. Okay.
Got another text here. Is your Johnny Juice the same stuff you order at the Duck Creek VFW?
No, that one is.
It's got a lot of orange juice in it, so that's healthy.
But I did.
And nutritious and delicious.
Yeah, if you're listening, the first question I asked is if there's alcohol in here.
There is not.
No. So what you ordered at the VFW has alcohol in, because I've been there with you.
Mm-hmm. Do you got Frank Costanza?
I do.
Okay, this is Frank. This is what happens, Jim. This is what's going to happen to you if you ever serve raw hamburger at your next get-together and you think you're doing something special. This is what it's going to be like.
So it's about 2 minutes. Here it comes.
Frank, I need you. I mean, the war was 50 years ago.
In my mind, there's a war still going on.
All right, what happened, Frank? What is it that you can't get over?
Incheon, Korea, 1950. I was the best cook Uncle Sam ever saw. Slinging hash for the fighting 103rd. As we marched north, our supply lines were getting thin. One day, a couple of GIs found a crate. Inside was 600 pounds of prime Texas steer. At least it once was prime. The news date was 3 weeks past. But I was arrogant. I was brash. I thought if I used just the right spices, cooked it long enough.
That's great.
What happened?
I went too far. I over-seasoned it. Men were keeling over all around me. I can still hear the wretch screaming.
Okay, I get it.
I sent 16 of my own men to the latrines that night. They were just boys.
Frank, you were a boy too. And it was war. It was a crazy time for everyone.
Tell that to Bobby Colby. All that kid wanted to do was go home. Well, he went home all right. With a crater in his colon the size of a cutlet.
So there you go.
All right.
That's what's going to happen at Jim's next Christmas party when he serves his raw hamburger.
I was listening. It was 3 weeks past. I would never, ever buy anything that's even a day past. So,
I don't know. I can see it happening.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll have other stuff. I'll have other options.
But, all right. Yeah. All right, we guys, set a quick break. We got a big show. We got Mandy Wilkie from Ledgeview Magazine. Come on. We've got Mary Jane Herber, the historian from the Green Bay Public Library. We've got Chef Ace Champion, Flute Festival. We got Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. We got a lot coming up. Mind on the Mirror. Stay with us. Welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here on Thursday morning. As I mentioned, big show coming up. Looking nice outside today. I know they were talking about some rain and everything, but looking nice. 48 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. And we were talking, it is National Lineman Day, and Todd never ceases to amaze me with his life. Todd has a much interesting life than you and I.
But he's very private about it.
Yeah. But his dad was a lineman.
Right. That's very cool.
Didn't know
very
that.
Very cool. No.
I didn't know that.
Today we've been working together for almost a year, but yeah.
So.
And he knows what both our dads did because we talk. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So.
All right.
We have my good friend, Kaz.
Oh, yeah.
Big Kaz, are you there?
Yep.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. We just want to say happy Lineman Day.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Kaz, did you know you had a special day in your honor?
Actually, I did know that.
Good.
Ah.
I didn't realize it was today again, but I have heard of it in the past.
How do you celebrate that, Kaz?
Same way as always. get the boat out and go get it wet.
Okay.
That's
very nice.
All right. Well, someday we'll celebrate National Lineman Day with you. But well, that's great.
Todd's dad was a lineman, right, Todd?
Yep. And my brother still is.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago there, Kaz, we had that unbelievable weather and all those lines were down. How many times over 40 years, whatever, you got called out for those kind of things? What's that like when lines are down and people are without power for a couple of days or whatever, and you guys have to go out and work on those things in that kind of weather? What's that actually like?
It all depends on the weather the next day. I mean, if you have decent weather the next day, you can get a lot done. But if it's still raining and all that, you know, it gets kind of ugly.
Go ahead.
Especially like on an ice storm and that, when everything's all full of ice and, you know.
It doesn't seem like there's been a lot of advanced technology. There's still poles.
You put you up in a bucket.
There's still wires.
Do your thing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, is it safer than it used to be 40 years ago, 30 years ago?
No, I wouldn't say so because when the wires are down, you know, you're trying to, usually like on these storms, there isn't a whole lot on the high lines, believe it or not. It's mostly like your residential power, you know, so you're you know, some of them you're crawling through brush and stuff to follow the line and see where it's down, you know. So, I mean, when it's dark, you know, if there's a down wire that's still hot, you know, that could be a bad deal.
Wow. What happened to you that one day, Kaz?
Which one day?
One day you got burnt up pretty good.
Oh, that was just a bad judgment call.
How many volts or amps or whatever did you take?
It was 7,200 volts. I guess I wouldn't really know the amps.
Yeah. 7,200 volts and you walked away.
Sounds like a lot.
I didn't walk away. They hauled me away.
Wow. You know, Kaz, we were talking about this with the emergency management guy here last week about down. The one thing people don't talk about is when you have a storm like that, if there is a down power line, if you drive over that in your car and it's hot, can you get electrocuted?
Well, when I was out in New York, a guy in New Jersey did. You know, he went around, they had wires on the ground and they had barricades up. But he didn't want to take the long way home, so he went around the barricades. And when he ran over the wires, his car burst into flames, and he burnt up right in his car.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
That didn't work out. That didn't work out so good for him.
Oh my God, boy! If there ever needs to be one statement made about something like that, about not going around barricades or driving over hot wires. Your car might catch on fire. Wow.
Wow.
How, Kaz, what does it take for a guy to do something like that? You know what I mean? To say, yeah, I want to, when the things are at their worst, I want to go out and make it right. What does it take for that?
What do you mean?
I mean, what kind of a guy can be a lineman?
Pretty much. Well, you got to have the right attitude. And then you can't be afraid of heights, obviously.
Obviously. You think I'd be a good lineman, Kaz?
John, no matter what you do, you'd be good at it.
Correct
oh
answer.
My gosh.
Correct answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Correct answer.
Okay.
Correct answer.
Where does he send the money, Kaz?
Correct answer.
Where does he send the money?
Correct answer.
Jeez.
Yes.
Hey, I can't believe that.
By the way, I just wanted to, I kind of mentioned you the other night, Kevin Borseth, the retiring women's basketball coach from UW Green Bay.
Yep.
And I said, if you want to go out and slay some perch this year, I got a guy. He says, you give me a call, I will be there. So we got to take Kevin out fishing this year, all right?
All right.
And, Kaz, we were talking to some donors at the new community shelter and talking about and with some of the residents. And when we talked about the highlights of last year, your bear meat came up. That when we played the Packer Bears, you gave me that bear meat. We cooked it at the shelter and then served it on crackers. And that was just, a lot of them never had that before. So I just want to thank you again for that. You made that a very special weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
That was cool. Hey, Kaz.
Yeah, hoping to get a tag in Minnesota so I can shoot another one this year.
Hey, so maybe more bear meat for you this year.
All right. Because we're playing, we're playing the Bears.
Hey, Kaz, are you ever going to go to Russia and hunt grizzlies again?
I sure wouldn't go now. I know that.
No, I know that. But how big was that? Was it a grizzly that ran you over that time? You had shot him and he snuck around you and attacked you?
Well, it was a second bear that ran me over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
Only two bears.
And Kaz is like 6'6", or you about 300 pounds at the time?
Yeah, probably.
And this bear knocked him over like you can't even
like a feather, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He was not happy with you that day, Kaz.
No, not so much.
How much do you think he weighed?
At least, probably, I don't know. It wasn't a real big one, so I'd say probably about 400 maybe.
400 isn't big.
Just what a
But peanut. at least he kept going. He didn't stick around to finish me off, so that was good.
But now is his partner mounted in your living room?
Yep. Full yep. mount.
Well, okay, so you mounted his mother in your living room. Yeah,
his mate.
Wow, yeah.
Hey, Big Kaz, seriously, National Lineman Day, I have all the respect to the world for what you guys do. It is crazy, but we need you, so no BS. Thanks for doing that.
You bet.
Oh, yeah, thanks to all the other linemen for getting the lights back on.
You right. got it. Thanks, brother. Take all care. Right. See ya. Brian Kosnicki, good friend from Shano. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mandy Wilkie will be joining us as soon as we come back.
That's awesome music.